Thank you for queuing up the podcast. Before we jump into this episode, did you know that I am the author of a number of books, 16 of them, as a matter of fact? And my most recent book is called The Power of Affirmations and Positive Self-Talk. And if you don't already have a copy, I encourage you to get one, because in it, I'd share a little bit of my personal story and the role that affirmations have played in my life. I go into detail about why affirmations and positive self-talk are so powerful. I give you a lot of best practices and then several pages filled with the most powerful affirmations on a variety of topics. The book is available in paperback and ebook formats on Amazon and more than a dozen countries, pretty much anywhere that books are sold online. And if you'd like to get an autographed copy, along with a copy of one of our music CDs, there's a link in the show notes to learn more about that. Again, The Power of Affirmations and Positive Self-Talk. You just might find it to be another great resource to inspire and empower you. And now, enjoy the rest of this episode. Well, hey there. Welcome to the Affirmation Meditation Podcast. Episode 9. That's right, number 9. I'm your host, Bob Baker, and on this episode, I'll be featuring a short 7-minute guided meditation for gratitude. Before I cue that up, I just want to welcome you to the podcast, whether you are a new or a returning listener. I really appreciate you being here. Oh, by the way, did you know that I always post all of my newest affirmation and meditation recordings first on YouTube? That's right, my YouTube channel. I would love for you to always be the first to know when I publish new videos there, which I do at least 2 a week. So what I'm really meaning to say here is please subscribe to the channel. It's absolutely free. And it's real easy to do. Just go to YouTube while you're logged into your account there, either on a web browser or the YouTube app on your phone. Search for my name, Bob Baker. You'll pretty quickly find me, and then subscribe. Super easy. Another thing I would like to do for you that's absolutely free is send you or give you access to 6 affirmation and meditation downloads, some of my favorite ones. It's my gift to you. Just go to my website to get those, which is bobbakerinspiration.com. Just my name with the word inspiration added, bobbakerinspiration.com. I would love for you to have those. So what you're about to hear is called Guided Meditation for Gratitude, and what it does is it highlights 5 important people in 7 minutes, and just follow the prompts, you'll see how it works, and I think you'll really enjoy it. This comes from the digital album Gratitude, Affirmations, and Guided Meditations on Being Thankful. I'll have links in the show notes where it is available, such as CD Baby and even Spotify, Apple, Google, and other streaming music platforms. So give it a listen, follow the prompts, and I'll talk to you on the other side. Welcome to this short guided meditation for gratitude. In this recording, we will highlight 5 important people in your life. I'll give you prompts for each category, but of course, you will choose the specific person that you want to be thankful for today. So if you're ready, let's begin. In this first category, think of a family member. This is a person who is currently living and is some type of close relative, perhaps a parent, a child, a grandparent, a brother or sister. It could also be a step-parent or a step-child, or a spouse or significant other. Pick one person in this category who has had a significant effect on your life, and take a moment just to be grateful for their presence in your life. Do that now. In this next category, think of a friend or a close acquaintance. This could be a neighbor. This could be someone that you went to school with, a coworker, someone who you share a hobby or some sort of social activity with. Choose that person and take a little time right now to think about how grateful you are for the value they bring to your life. In the next category, think of someone who has inspired you. This could be an author or a teacher, a speaker. It could be a spiritual leader. You may actually know the person and have met them, or maybe you just admire them from afar. Think of someone who has influenced or inspired you in this category and take some time right now to feel gratitude for their influence on your life. In the fourth category, think of someone who is no longer here in the physical form. They've made their transition and their soul is now on the other side of the veil. This person can be in any of the previous three categories. Could be a close family member, could be a good friend, it could be somebody that you admire or who has inspired you. But think of this person and the impact they had on your life, and take a moment to truly appreciate what they mean to you. Do that now. And the fifth person I encourage you to be thankful for is you at an earlier age. Think of a time in your life when you were much younger, and perhaps think of a time when you felt vulnerable, or you were sad, or something took place that changed the course of your life. It can also be a celebratory time, something great that happened to you. Think back to that time in your life and imagine that you could go and have a face-to-face conversation with that younger version of you. What would you say to yourself from your current perspective of wisdom and experience? In what way would you express your gratitude and give that younger version of you some encouragement, some hope, and some wise words of wisdom? Go there in your mind right now and have that conversation. Well done. I hope you found this short meditation on gratitude to be helpful, Please return to this recording often. And when you do, you can choose different people in each of the categories. Except for the last one, of course. But you can choose different phases and eras of your life. Whoever you chose to highlight today, I hope you are filled with gratitude and thankfulness for this amazing life that you're living. Take this feeling with you throughout your day. Focus on the good. Focus on the lessons learned, and let it fuel you to attract even more good, more fulfillment, more joy, more love, more prosperity into your life. This is Bob Baker. Thanks for listening. Have an awesome day. Well, there you have it. I hope you enjoyed that. And if you did enjoy it, you will probably also enjoy the 6 free MP3 downloads that I'd love to send you. Again, just go to my website to get those, bobbakerinspiration.com. Also, another reminder to please subscribe to my YouTube channel. If you don't already, it's the place where I post all of my newest recordings. Just go to YouTube, search for my name, and please subscribe. I also have a growing number of digital albums of this material available on Spotify and iTunes and Google and pretty much all of the digital music platforms. Just note that my artist name on those platforms is Bob Baker's Inspiration Project. I'll have links to all these things in the show notes of this episode, as well as links to sites like CD Baby, where you can actually purchase the audio downloads and support my efforts in the process. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. This is Bob Baker saying so long for now. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, I have a favor to ask. Go ahead and share this with 3 friends right now. Certainly, you can think of 2 or 3 people who could use an inspiring message. You know, there's so much negativity and bad news in the world. Why not be a source of positive vibrations? I'd greatly appreciate it, and your friends will appreciate it even more. Also, if you're able to leave a podcast review on whatever platform you're listening to this on, please do so. That could very well help the podcast reach even more people. Thanks a lot. I think you're awesome, and have a great day.